We heard a lot from people who share this worry. The American flag has been sort of weaponized, deliberately redefined as a more conservative symbol. Ben Eagleson is a car mechanic who lives in Olney, Illinois.
We had a Black Lives Matter rally in our town, and there were a lot of people driving by with American flags on the back of their pickup trucks, you know, as a counter protest. And it's like those of us that were supporting Black Lives Matter were somehow un-American or something.
Eagleson is white, 39 years old. He too took his American flag down for a time, but says it's flying again now.
I'd let something that had always been for me a positive symbol take on a negative meaning, and I guess I just decided to reclaim it.
Regardless of race or political persuasion, a lot of Americans we heard from say they do see the American flag as hopeful and beautiful, even now in a time of deep national division. Anvu flies the flag over his front porch. He lives in Dearborn, Michigan. He's 28 years old, a business analyst, and the son of immigrants from Vietnam. He told us his family first flew the American flag when he was a kid after the terror attacks in 2001.
I hope that flying the flag can return to what we felt like after 9/11. The sense of unity that we felt, the way that we were able to grow together after that, I think was really amazing.
A lot of people told NPR that kind of unity feels really elusive now. They say they're flying the flag more often next to other symbols to give it more context, more personal meaning. For some, that means the stars and stripes raised along with a Make America Great Again banner. For others, it's the American flag and a gay pride banner or a Black Lives Matter sign. Brian Mann, NPR News.